part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. We say good morning to Adam Shanks.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, man.
What's happening?
Not much. We didn't give you the mayoral introduction this
time. Yeah, I got it right this time. I was thinking
about
that.
A little disappointing, but hey, all right. I'll get through.
Okay, all right. How you been?
Hey, we're doing really well. Things we've got some kind of a little more direction and a vision now. We've been postponing and putting off programs, and we've decided we can't continue to do that and still be a viable asset. So we're learning how to become video and digital editing experts to put these programs on virtually. We don't have the flexibility or the ability to get into schools and have kids meet with us like we used to. You know, every fall we would do the Ag in the Classroom with all the county schools to teach the kindergartners and first graders kind of where their food comes from, with different stations and different activities. And well, obviously we're not going to be allowed to be into the schools this fall, so now we're trying to figure out a way to interact with them via video, and maybe send some items out to the schools to work with. So we're all learning and changing, but definitely trying to adapt to keep moving forward in a different degree, I guess you'd say.
Is the social distancing that you guys talked about quite a bit in the last month or two, with, you know, staying on opposite sides of the truck, and has the ag industry as a whole started to adopt to that, or how have you guys been handling that?
Yeah, we're going to see that, I think, continue on. Basically, we have, the next time we talk, probably start to see some harvest taking place. So I see that, you know, now we're going to have to start dealing with going to elevators. Fertilizer is going to have to start coming on again. We're going to start to see those interactions with retailers once more, and that's going to still have to take place. But, you know, the phone calls and staying on the opposite sides of trucks when you get to the elevator, you know, you're not going to be able to stand and visit with your buddies waiting in line. I have a feeling they're going to want to stay in your truck. I'm probably going to have to mask up and those kind of things once things start to roll this fall. I see that being needed at the terminal.
Okay. So, but it looks like from what I've seen so far and driving around quite a little bit, it looks like crops are in great shape.
Yeah, we had a meeting last week with Dr. Bob Nielsen, our corn expert, and Dr. Sean Castile, our soybean guy. Yeah, I mean, we're on track to have a pretty good yield this year. I don't know. Had a lot of clouds early on. It kind of hindered some of the photosynthesis. So if you look, some of the corn has a little bit of tip back on it. The beans, they have good potting. These couple days here with 90 degrees is gonna, it could tell a different story. We were on track, really had some good bean yields, but these hot temperatures could stress them enough where the seed size may not be what it could have been. We get paid on weight, not pod count.
Yeah.
So, those bean seeds have to go ahead and develop and put those starches in there, and they don't have, the ability to handle these hot temperatures right now with no rain, and so that's going to make a difference on yield a little bit.
Just wait a day or two because it's in the forecast for Thursday to get
rain.
Yeah, Thursday and Friday, and maybe even a little bit of Saturday. So
I think we kind of get rid of these mid 90 temperatures at that point too.
We
right?
do. Yep.
Yeah,
just one more day of this after today. So
hopefully the damage isn't too severe from having to handle this stress. Three or four days here,
but I take it overall you guys are adjusting like you would hope you would, but you weren't, you know, there's something that you weren't real sure about doing, and it seems like I think it's working out pretty good though for you.
Yeah, like you guys helped me with advertising the Purdue Field Day. That's always a big hit down at the Purdue Research Farm. You know, we always have a couple hundred people come to that from all over. Well, this year it's going to be virtual, so.
Mm-hmm.
We are making changes. We are adapting. Is it ideal? No. We'd rather be out interacting and have lunch and show in person what's going on. But Just right now, the times aren't allowing that. You know, we were supposed to have a big ag safety day coming up next month down at the fairgrounds, and I just couldn't figure out a way to get the interaction and the message across that I wanted to, and still have the guidelines and everything in place for safety. So I'm actually postponing that. I'm hoping next fall we can be a little bit more back to normal and be able to host that event. But, just that was kind of disappointing, but other things we're still able to do video recordings and digitally and try to keep moving forward.
But gee, just think, you get to show off all your expertise.
My expertise, yes. That's quite limited, Ken.
No, it's not. You're not. You're shorting yourself when you say that.
So, quite limited.
Yeah. Anything else you really want to bring up before I let you go?
I don't think so. I think if you guys, you know, have any other questions or anything, or if anybody wants to have anything looked at crop wise or, you know, whatever, just let me know. We'd be happy to come take a look. Or
okay.
I've been doing quite a bit with the drone, taking images. If there's any wind damage that was sustained from that storm we had, you know, I'd be happy to come up and throw the drone up in the air and take a look at that and see what the extent is, or, you know, if anybody wants to see what the crop looks like from the air, just reach out to me and we can get you on the schedule.
All right. Sounds good.
Adam,
thanks a lot.
You bet, guys. Have a good day. Thank you.
Take care of yourself. All right.
All right. Part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision.